If we start again from the Mishnah, the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Mabez. The Mishnah said, HaMachrish Nekevel Pischoi, if someone is Machrish, he separates for a Korban Pesach a female animal, as opposed to what he was supposed to do, that a Korban Pesach is only a Zachar, only a male. Or a Zachar, or he separated a male, but Ben Shtei Shanim, that was already in its second year, and a Korban Pesach has to be in Dafka in its first year. So in either of these two cases, Yirachi is toiv, the animal has to pasture until it gets a mum, v'yimachar, and it's sold. Meaning, even though one might say that since it's not roi to begin with, that the hafrasha doesn't take effect in the first place, nonetheless, says the Mishnah, no, the hafrasha does take effect, but obviously the carbon is possible, can't be brought as is, therefore it has to pasture until it gets a mum, v'yimachar, and then it's sold, v'yibudamul v'ndava, and its money goes to nedava l'shlamim for shlamim. And as we explained yesterday, these two words are mutually exclusive. They contradict each other, because nedava means that it goes to the front of ketam is beach, which is oilus, and shlamim is obviously shlamim. So some rishonim, and this is how the Maseres Hashas brings the gears from Mishnayis, take out the word the shlamim, and their gears v'yiplu dam l'nedava, whereas Rashi and others went the other way, and they took out the word l'nedava, and their gears v'yiplu dam of l'shlamim. But either way, the animal itself is possible. It has to pasture until it gets a mum. It's sold, and then its money is used to purchase a different carbon. Hamafresh pischei umeis, if someone separates a carbon pesach, and then he passes away, he dies. So lo yaviena b'nei achrav, his son, who was not part of that chabura, and we'll see in the Gemara that the case is that there's no one in this chabura as of now once this person dies. And if that's the case, now we have a pesach that doesn't have any bailim. Therefore, the son cannot bring it as a Karm Pesach for himself, l'shem Pesach, or l'shem Shlomim. Rather, because it's a Pesach without Bailim, it becomes possible from a Karm Pesach, it reverts into becoming a Shlomim, like a Maisra Pesach, and therefore the son brings it as a Shlomim. Says the Gemara, Amr Rebuna Breidi Rebbe Yeshua, Shma Minot Las. We see from the Reish of our Mishnah that someone who's Mafresh in the Keva, or a Zachar that's 2 years old, that's in its second year for a Pesach, that it cannot be brought itself as a shlamim, rather it has to be sold. So shmami no, we see from here, plus three halachas. Number one, shmami no balei chayim ninchin. This concept that a carbon that becomes dochi, that becomes pushed away, so even if afterwards it becomes roi, nonetheless, we say that it's dochi forever, and we don't allow it itself to be brought as a carbon, rather we only make you sell it and use its money as a carbon. Like in our Mishnah, where a nekeva can't be a Korban Pesach, or Ben Shtei Shanim can't be a Korban Pesach, so even though afterwards it becomes roi for a shlamim as a Maaser Pesach, nonetheless, we say once it's dochi forever. So there's a machlokes in Maseches Yuma, if dochi is dafka on animals once they're shechted, or on other things that are not alive, or it's even on Balei Chaim. From the fact that our Mishnah says that these animals become dochi, so we have a raya that even Balei Chaim are nitchin, could become dochi. Ushmami no, chiddush number two we see, dochi meikar avi dochi. Again, there's a shita in Sukkah regarding dochoi, that only if it's dochoi after it was roi, it was first roi, and then it lost its status of being roi, and it became nidche, so then we say once it loses its status, it loses it forever. But if it was never roi to begin with, then maybe we don't say dochoi. The other man says, no, even dochoi meikar, we say dochoi. So over here we see that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that even dochoi meikar is considered dochoi, because our Mishnah is dochoi meikara, and af al pikein, meaning from the time that you separated it originally as a carbon pesach, it wasn't roi for a carbon pesach because it wasn't a cave or it was bench day shonim. Nonetheless, we say it becomes dachoi forever. So we see that even dachoi meikar is considered dachoi. Ushmamina, and we see a third chiddush, yesh dachoi bedomim, that you could say dachoi even by kedushas domim. Now, the rishonim are very marach about this, that the number two and number three seem to be talis habazeh, but without getting into that, but basically, what happens is, any time when you're mafresh something to begin with, and it's not roi for the carbon itself, like in our Mishnah, so it never gets kedushas, if all it gets is kedushas domim. So there's a tzad to say that since it only has kedushas domim, which is a lower level kedusha, so maybe that kedusha doesn't get affected by the psul of dachoi. So we see from Mishnah not like that, because even though from the beginning, when you're a mafresh, it was never roi for a kedushas agvof, it only got kedushas adamim. Nonetheless, we say dachui by it, so we see yesh dachui bedamim, that there's dachui by kedushas adamim as well. Then the Mishnah said in the Sefer that someone was mafresh a Korban Pesach and he died, so his son cannot bring it as a Pesach, rather he brings it as a Shlom. So the Gemara brings a Brayza. Tana Rabbanan, ha-mafresh is Pischoi. If someone is mafresh a Korban Pesach u'meis, then he dies. Im b'noi memuno imoi. If his son is part of the Echabura, so then there's still people in the Echabura. It's not a Korban Pesach that doesn't have Bailim. So you the Anilishan Pesach, so the son himself could bring it as a Korban Pesach. But if the son is not part of the Chabura, and then it comes out, again, assuming that there was no one else in the Chabura, so it's a Korban Pesach without any Bailim, so then, the son cannot bring it as a Korban Pesach, but rather it becomes a Maisar Pesach, and therefore he has to bring it as a Shlomim. When does he bring it as a Shlomim? Says the Gemara, the Shisha also on the 16th of Nisan, the first day of Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara is medayically, you'd involve in Dafka on the 16th on Chol HaMoed, the test of Loi, but on the next day, the day after the Erev Pesach, which is the first day of Pesach on the 15th of Nisan, Loi, he may not bring it. Why not? Because Kasavar Nedavis ain't craving beyond, because this Manda Amr holds that private Karbonis, Nedavim and Nedavis cannot be brought on Yom Tov itself. That's why it has to wait till Chol HaMoed. Frag the Gemara, what's the case of the Braisa? The Mishah Av Amos, when did the father die? If you're going to say he died before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, so then how could we say in the ratio that when the son is part of the Chabur Yivianu, the son could bring it to Shem Pesach, and presumably it means that day on the 14th, since he already died before Chatzos, so by the time Chatzos hit, the son was already in Einin, Meikara, so originally before the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach, and the halacha is once the son's an Einin before Chatzos, so then he doesn't become a Chuyuv to bring the Korban Pesach at Chatzos. Rashi has two Lashonos, either means as long as he's the only person in the Chabur, assuming that he's the only one left, or the second Pshat, which is the more Pashut Pshat, that he can't bring it at all because he's an Einin, he can't bring a Korban. Elo must be the Meis Acher Chatzos, that the father died after Chatzos. And then we say that since by time Chatzos, the son was already Mechuyav in Korban Pesach, so that Ninus that comes afterwards does not take effect and push away his Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. But if that's the case, so then the Sefer doesn't make any sense, because the Sefer says, Ein b'noi memuni imoi, if the son is not part of that Chabura, and therefore it's a Pesach without any Bailim, so then the Halacha is, Yivianu L'shum Shlomim, it's brought as a Korban Shlomim. How could that be? How could Vate Chatzos? Like we said in the previous sugyas, that once Chatzos hits, it's Kaveyat for Korban Pesach. So if it loses its kashrus afterwards, it becomes Dachoy, and we don't say that it's brought as a Shlomim, rather it has to be Raya, and only its money is used as a Shlomim. So the Gemara gives a bunch of truths. In the first Teretz Amar Rabba, the Oilam de Meis Kedem Chatzos, the father really died before Chatzos. Umayvi Enel Lashem Shem Pesach, so what does it mean that if the son is part of the Chabur, could bring it as a Korban Pesach? He's not going to bring a Pesach Rishon because he's already a Nine. And Teretz is the Shum Pesach Sheni. You're right, he's not going to bring it as a Pesach Rishon, but rather he's going to bring it afterwards as a Pesach Sheni. Since he's not going to bring a Pesach Rishon, he's going to become Mechuyiv in Pesach Sheni, and that's when he's going to bring it as a Pesach Sheni. Abaye Yomar, Abaye says, Lipsodim Kotoni. The Brisa is talking about two cases, the ratio one case and the Seva a different case. Meaning, Meis Achar Chatzos, the ratio was talking about when he died after Chatzos, so the son already became a Chuyiv in a Korban Pesach, and the Aninus is not going to push that away. So in such a case, B'nai Mamuna Imai, if the son is part of the Chabur, you know, he could bring that animal itself, Lashum Pesach. The Seifa is talking about Meis Kaidim Chatzos, when he dies before Chatzos. So in that case, Ein B'nai Mamuna Imai, his son is not part of the Chabura, and the father died before Chatzos, so Chatzos was never Kaveyit, so it never became Dachoy. So then it becomes a regular Moisah Pesach, where the Halacha is, Yivianu L'shum Shlomim, that it is brought as a Shlomim. Reb Shravi Omar, another Teretz, the Oilam de Meis Acher Chatzos, really the father died after Chatzos. Ugegoin Shehoya Aviv, Goisis B'Chatzos. The case was that the father was a Goisis by Chatzos. So in the Reisha, where the son was part of the Chabura, since the father didn't die yet by Chatzos, so the son is Mechuyiv in Korban Pesach, and when he dies afterwards, the Aninus that's Chal on him does not push away the Korban Pesach which preceded it. However, in the Seifa, where the son's not part of the Chabura, we're not going to say that Chatzos was Keveya, because since the only Bailam that this animal had was the father, and the father was a Goisis, so it's hanging in limbo. We know that there's a good sign that he's not going to end up bringing it. Therefore, Chatzos was never Kaveya, such an animal, according to Shravia, and therefore, it doesn't become Dachi, and the son could bring it itself as a Shlomim. Ravashi Yomar, Teretz number 4. Lo'ilam v'meis l'achar chatzos. We're talking that it's hakadai to after chatzos. Are you going to ask if that's the case that became dochui? Teretz is Reb Shimoni. It's going like the Shita Reb Shimon. The Omer in Balichayim Nidchim, that Balichayim don't become dochui. Right? We said before that it's a machlokes tanoim if Balichayim become dochui. That which we say a Karim Pesach needs Riyah once it was after chatzos is only going like the Shita that Balichayim become dochui. So we could say that the town of this Mishnah or this Brisa is Reb Shimon, who says Balichayim don't become dochui. Ravina Omar, one final teretz, kigoyin shefrishay achar chatzos. The father was only mafresh the Korban Pesach to begin with after chatzos. Umesu b'ayel machar chatzos, and then obviously in that case he died after chatzos because sabar chatzos kavu. We had a machlokes before what's kaveya the whole period of time or dafka chatzos itself. So this Tana will hold that dafka chatzos is kaveya, and therefore since b'shas chatzos it wasn't hufresh as of yet, so when you're mafresh later, it never became nikva, never became locked into becoming a Korban Pesach to say when the Bailan died that it becomes dochli. Therefore, the son could bring it itself as a shlomim. The next Mishnah says, if you have a Korban Pesach that gets mixed up with other Korbanis, so now you got a problem. You can't bring it. How are you going to bring it? You can't bring it as a Korban Pesach because maybe you're going to bring one of the other Korbanis as a Korban Pesach, but you can't bring it as the other Korbanis either because each one has their own respective halachos. So Pesach and Nisar b'Zvachim. So what do you do? You say Kulam Yiru Arshi Yistavu. You let them all pasture until they get a mum. The Yomachor, and you sell all of them. The Yavi b'Me'ad Yafu Shevehem, and you bring the value of the most expensive one of the three animals miminzeh from this min u'v'Me'ad Yafu Behem, and the value of the most expensive one miminzeh from the other min v'yasad amayzeh b'beisay, and he loses the difference from his house. For example, let's say he had three animals. One was a Pesach, one was an Oila, and one was an Asher. One was worth 80, one was worth 90, and one was worth 100. We don't know which is which. Now they all got mixed up together. So he can't redeem any one of them for less than 100 because maybe that's the one that was worth 100. So he has to bring $300 from his house and take $100 and say wherever the Pesach is, it should be redeemed on this $100. Then he takes the next $100 and say wherever the oil is, it should be redeemed on this $100. And then the third $100, wherever the Ashram is, it should be redeemed on this $100. And even though over here there's one carbon that's only worth 90 and one carbon that's only worth 80, nonetheless he has to do three times 100, and that difference, that $30, he's ended up losing from his own house, from his own pocket. This Arab Bukhar, what happens if it gets mixed up with a Bukhar? So a Bukhar and a Pesach basically have the same dinim, with two exceptions. It's all brought with one Zrika, and the Haktar is the same. The only difference is that a Bukhar could only be eaten by Kehanim. And number two is a Bukhar has the longer Zman Achila. Karim Pesach could only be eaten that night, whereas a Bukhar is eaten like a regular Shlomo for two nights and a day. So Rav Shimon says, in that case, im chabur is kehanim, if it's a chabur of kehanim, yechelu, let the kehanim eat both of them, and then imanoshach, they could eat both of them, because kehanim could eat a bachar, and they're all part of the chabur. So if it's a karm pesach, they could eat it because they're part of the chabur. If it's a bachar, they could eat it because they're kehanim, and they eat both that night, and therefore imanoshach, they were yoitza both. And that's what you do. You can't do pinyin over here, because like we'll see in the Gemara, a Bechor is different than another Korbanis, that when it gets a Baal Mum, it's only eaten to the Kehanim in its Mum, it doesn't have any Pidyon. Says the Gemara, V'okam Aisi Kachem L'Beis Apsul. Why are we not afraid that you're causing the Kachem to become possible early? Because, like we explained, if it was a Bechor, it should really be eaten for 2 days and a night. Now that it's a Korban Pesach, you're minimizing the Zman Achila, and by minimizing the Zman Achila, it's going to come out that it more than what should have been will become nicer, and you're going to cause more of the Korban Pesach to become possible. And with the Gemara, Reb Shimon Tamei, this is Reb Shimon Lashitosai, the Amar Mevi in Kachon Lebeis Apsul, that you're allowed to minimize either the amount of eaters on a carbon or the amount of time that you're allowed to eat the carbon, even though that will cause the carbon to become possible earlier, or more of the carbon to become possible. We'd rather do that than say that the animal should be roya and be redeemed. The Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Ashim Shnitzar b'shlamim, if a carbon Ashim got mixed up with a carbon shlamim, Reb Shimon Aimer, says Reb Shimon, Yishach the b'tzafen, you have to shach them in the north, because even though a shlamim could be shachted anywhere in the Zara, possibly it's an Ashim, and an Ashim has to be shachted dafka in the north. And it has all the chumras of the asham, which means it can only be eaten by kehanim, it can only be eaten in the azar, and it can only be eaten for a day and a night. And that said, the chacham to Reb Shimon, and the inkalchim leveis apsul, you can't do this because then you're going to cause the shlomit to become possible earlier. Therefore, over there, what you're supposed to do is let them both be raya until they get a mum, and then you redeem both of them and bring two new kabbalas, a new asham and a new shlomit. Rabbanan hechi avdina. So what do you do by us when the current Pesach got mixed with the Bechor? Like we explained before, a Bechor doesn't have pidyon, so you can't redeem both of them, so what are you going to do? Amar Rava, namtin loyachim, we have to wait till they both get a mum. V'yavi behema shmein, and you bring a fat animal, meaning one animal that's worth at least as much as the more expensive of the two, because you don't know which is which. V'leima, and say, kol hechad yisla Pesach, whichever one is the current Pesach, tochol alei, its kedusha should be exchanged onto this animal. And now the two animals, if the one that's a Karban Pesach is chulin, so great, and the other one is a Bechor Balmum, so you eat both of them with the chumras of a Bechor Balmum, meaning you're not allowed to do gizah avodah with it. A person's only allowed to eat only kehanim eat it, and can't be fed to dogs. It's all the chumras of a Bechor Balmum. Says the next Mishnah, Chabura she'achal pischa, if a group lost their Karban Pesach, they asked one of the people, say u'bakish u'shchotel, and go search for it, and then you shechted for us. So this person went, he taka found it, v'shachal, and he shechted it, v'heim lachu v'shachtu, but in the meantime, they got nervous, it was getting late, they didn't know if they're going to have a Karban Pesach or not, so they wanted to make sure they're yaitze, so they took another animal, and they shechted the other animal. Now the problem is, a person could only be money on one Karban Pesach, so what do they do over here? So im shaloi nishchat rishon, if he shechted first, so who oichum shaloi? He eats from the one that he shechted. Vehim oichum imay. Since they gave him rishus to shech for them, so they're part of his chabura. Once they're part of his chabura, so they eat from his. Now obviously that means that which they shechted years afterwards was possible because of the Karban Pesach without any bialim. That one goes to the base of sreifa, and they'll eat from his. But if theirs was shechted first, so hey mechul mishalem, so as soon as they shechted theirs, basically what they did was they pulled out of his chabura and they joined a new chabura, this new animal. So therefore they ate their own. He still eats his because he never told them to shecht for him. They made him a shliach, he never made them a shliach. Therefore he eats from his. And they're both yoytzei. Vim eni yadua, let's say we can't know which one was shechted first. The many do ezem and nishra vision. We don't know which one shechted first. Oy, or another case is shechtu shneim keichad. Let's say they were both shechted at the exact same time. So who oichom mishaloi? So he could eat from his because, like we said before, he never made them a shliach. So mimanoshach, he is going to eat from his. Vehem meni oichlim imoy. They can't eat because they don't know if they're part of his chabur. Then they can't eat their own. But maybe they're not part of his chabur because maybe theirs was shechted first. So they can't eat from theirs either because maybe they're supposed to be eating from his. So they can't eat. The shalem yaitz the basis reifa. Theirs is because, like we just explained, theirs can't be eaten, so theirs has to go to the basis reifa. Uptum minasim pesach sheni, and nonetheless they don't have to bring a pesach sheni because even though they didn't eat, since at the time of the shechita, they were for sure yaitze and they were for sure capable of eating. So even though afterwards they weren't able to technically eat, they were already yaitze and therefore they don't have to bring a pesach sheni. Let's say the opposite case. Amar lahem. Let's say he told them before he went to search for the Karban Pesach, if I delay, so go and shecht for me. But they, like we'll see, never instructed him to shecht for them. They just let him go and find the Karban Pesach because he decided to do so. So in such a case, if he went and he found it and he shechted, and in the meantime, they took another animal and they shechted. So im shalahem nishchat rishon, if they shechted first, hein oichlu mishalem, so they could eat theirs because they're part of, they pulled out of his chabura and they joined this new chabura, and he could eat from theirs because he instructed them that if he delays they should shecht for him, so he gave him permission to be manahim on their chabura, and his obviously which was shechted afterwards will now be a pesach without bialim because once he was money on the first one he can't be money on the second one, so his will go to beis hasreifa. The im shalay nishal rishon. Let's say his was shechted first. So who oichom shalay? He eats his because he shechted that one before he pulled out and killed the other chabura. So therefore, that which he joined their chabur afterwards is meaningless. V'neichel mishalahem, they eat theirs because they never instructed him to join them in his chabur. Meaning, as soon as it got lost, then they decided not to find it. So they already pulled out of that chabura, and so they'll eat theirs, and they'll be also with theirs. V'meini yadu. Let's say we don't know. Which one was shechted first? They both were shechted at the same time. So they, either way, regardless, they're going to eat from their own. He can't eat from theirs because maybe his was shechted first. His has to go to Beis HaSreifa because maybe theirs was shechted first. But either way, he was yoytze with one of them because he was either part of this chabur or that chabur, and therefore he's, regardless, he's potter from a Pesach Shame. Let's say he told them to shecht for him, and they also told him to shecht for them. So then, so they're both tully on each other, and whichever one was shechted first, all of them are part of that chabura, and whichever one was shechted second is going to go to the Beis HaSreifa. So if they shechted first, everybody eats from theirs. If he shechted first, everybody eats from his. And let's say we don't know which one was shechted first. Name it to the Beis HaSreifa. So then they're both going to have to be burnt, because none of them could eat either one, because maybe they're part of the other chabura, and this Pesach is possible because the Pesach without Bailim. But again, either all of them will be potter from a Pesach Sheni, because all of them Imanashach were yoytze with one of them. Loy Amr Lahem, case number 4. Let's say he didn't say a word to them, and they didn't say anything to him. So Echraim Zelazem, and they have no shaykhs to each other. He has his own chabura, they have their chabura. Mimonashachu, whichever one was shaykh the first, whichever one was shaykh the second, they're part of their chabura, he's part of his chabura, so they eat theirs, and he eats his. Let's say Shtei Chaburas, you have two groups, and it's Arab Bishayim, and their two animals got mixed up together. So none of them could bring, as of now, a carbon, because we don't know. Is this mine, or is it the other groups? If it's the other groups, then it's going to come out that a carbon pesach is going to be nechel shalom lenuyav. So what do you do? So elu moishkin lohem echad. Group A takes one animal. The elu moishkin lohem echad, and then group B takes the other animal. Echad may elu baloy etzel elu, v'echad may elu baloy etzel elu. Then one person from group A goes to group B, and one person from group B goes to group A. So therefore, in each new group now, there's for sure one person that is the correct bailim on this carbon. The kachay ma'imrim, and then they say, the people of group A say to this new person who joined them from group B, they say, im shalonu hu ha-pesach, if the Pesach is correctly ours, that we guessed right when we took that one, im shalom ha-pesach, said this Pesach is ours, yodei echa meshuchas meshuchal, then you pull out of your group, v'nisal shalom, and join our group. Im shalecha hu ha-pesach, and if this Pesach is your group, belongs to you, so yodei meshuchas meshalom, and then we'll pull out of ours, and nimneinu al shalcha, and then we'll join your group. And the second group does the same thing, and this way, now, within the new group, mimanashach, all the people will be eating from the right carbon Pesach. Now the reason why we have to do it this way and not just pull out everybody first and then redo it from scratch is because the halacha is that you cannot, like we'll see in the Gemara, you cannot leave a carbon Pesach without any bailim. There has to be at least some bailim on it. So the only way to do that is with this process that you take some from group A and some from group B, so then mimanashach, there is still bailim on it, and the rest of them will leave their original group and join this new group. And the same process is done if you have five groups of five people. So you split the five people over the five groups, and you do the same process. The other four say to this fifth one that if this is yours, we join you, and if not, you join us. And each one of the five say that until Mimonoshach, it has to belong to one of them, and the other four are joining that fifth one. You have a bunch of groups of 10. So they take one from each group. And they say this process. Let's say there was only two people total, and each person had a carbon pesach, and their carbon pesach got mixed up. So over here we have a problem, because you can't take one person from group A and send them to group B, and one person from group B and send them to group A like we did before, because there's only one person in each group. So what do you do? So Zem Mashalay Echad, Zez Mashalay Echad. Reuven takes one animal, and Shimon takes one animal. Zem Mana Imoy Echad Minashok. Now Reuven joins someone into his chabur, or someone from the shuk, let's say Levi, and Shimon takes someone also from the shuk to join his chabur, let's say Yehuda. Then you send Levi to Shimon and Yehuda to Reuven. So then that's what we're doing. We took one person from group A and send them to group B, and one person from group B and send them to group A. And then they say this statement that if this is my Pesach, then you pull out of your group and join my group. And if this current Pesach is yours, then yodi mishuchas mishali, then I'm going to pull out of my group, and instead I'm going to join your group.